Department Military Supply.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This takes us to hour number two of the Paracast. We have Aaron Kaplan. The book is Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion. We're talking about a supposed engagement between us and them. So you're going to explain all this about Admiral Byrd and all the confusion on the Paracast. Please do so.
Now, on his last day, taking pictures in the South Pole, basically his last mission, was very well reported by everybody that his plane returned roughly 3 hours late from a mission. And the story going around through official channels is that his engine, one of his engines, had an oil leak and was disabled, and took him longer to arrive. Now, on YouTube, I watched many clips, supposedly of crew pictures taken aboard his plane, showing people on his plane pushing out giant boxes outside a doorway while the plane is in flight to make it lighter, so it won't crash due to losing an engine. However, here's my catch 22. If you read Admiral Byrd's diary on his last mission, when he claimed that when he got very close to the opening of the South Pole, he felt the magnetic pull of his aircraft, and he's seen what's called 3 to 6 UFOs around him, pulling him in through the opening. And when he wrote his diary, now remember, the diary is not a diary yet. It's a flight logbook. So what Admiral Byrd is doing now is writing in his logbook, which every pilot did those days. And here's what he wrote in his logbook. It is only I and my radio man Howard on this plane. So what Admiral Byrd is saying, which nobody's caught or changed or fudged, is on that last flight, it was only Admiral Byrd on a plane on his radio man Howard. And what Admiral Byrd did, he hooked up all the cameras in the plane to be triggered by a pull of a wire. The plane was full of tripods and cameras bolted onto the fuselage of the window. There were no buckets on the plane. So when you saw those phony movies on YouTube set up by our ex-government specialists to brainwash us, there were no buckets on the plane. It was only him and his radio man Howard. Now keep going. Supposedly, when they landed inside the inner Earth, they were approached by people. And Admiral Byrd is saying they were approached by tall men with long blonde hair. That's where he stops writing his logbook, which became later on his secret diary. So you have to remember, his secret diary is made of two halves. The first half of a logbook, and the second half was written only after he returned to base. To the States. So I'll continue. He goes through a city, not walking, but through a conveyor belt or whatever he was on. First, he says he's seen a giant crystal city, a city of crystals. Now, those days, when somebody says a city of crystals, I believe he meant glass.
All right, so the long and short of it is you're talking about the legend that Admiral Byrd visited the hollow Earth and saw intelligent beings, but how does that connect with engaging UFOs?
Well, the engagement of UFOs took place not with Admiral Byrd, but the fleets of High Jump.
All right, but where's the evidence of that? I don't see the evidence, and what does that have to do with Admiral Byrd and visiting the hollow Earth if that's what happened?
Well, I'll go on and I'll try to convince you that what I'm saying is correct.
Well, I think first we have to establish these events happen and then look at the connection between one and the other. And I'm not seeing that. Where's the evidence that there was this encounter involving weaponry with UFOs?
Very difficult, because the U.S. government is doing its best to cover up Operation High Jump. You know why?
We understand they're trying to cover it up if it happened, But where is your evidence that it occurred?
I gathered evidence for all writings I found, old records and old records, from all publications.
Are you just looking at the old magazines like Weekly World News or something, these wacky supermarket tabloids or what?
No, sir. I've never looked at one magazine. Strictly official records, including there's also...
What official records are we talking about here?
That publication from World War II.
Okay, so you're saying there are publications from World War II that talk of the exchange of firepower between us and them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, what document are we talking about? Where do we find it?
One document that was called, now don't confuse it, I'm going to tell you.
Well, I'm confused already. How come documents from World War II talk about an event 2 years later in 1947? I mean, you got my head spinning around here, brother.
No, you got to be careful. This is exactly what U.S. government intends to do. They cannot allow the average person in the streets to make the connection.
Okay, but you're saying you've made the connection. The government doesn't want us to make the connection. You made the connection. I still don't see how.
It's very difficult. Do you remember Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, the trial they had for leaking out nuclear information to the Russians?
Yeah.
And they were sentenced to death?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right, roughly 2 months toward the end of the trial, there were questions. Suddenly they spoke out of nowhere. And that's on record. You can look it up. They spoke of warships from outer space. Okay? And they mentioned the name of Admiral Byrd.
Warships from outer space?
Yes. You know how they got that?
Where's that mentioned? Where do we look this up? In the Rosenberg?
Your research, yes. Definitely.
The records of the Rosenberg trial.
That's correct.
The Rosenberg trial was covered by all the major newspapers of the time, such as the New York Times, the Washington Post, etc. Okay? Where are the records of some reference to airships?
That's what they mentioned roughly 2 months before the end of the trial. They mentioned the word warships of outer space. You know how they knew?
More interested in where this record is to be found. Is it to be found in the archives of the New York Times? If I go to New York and look up the newspaper's morgue, because probably it's not online, do I see these records?
No, I did not find it in the New York Times. I found it looking basically at Ethel and Julius Rosenberg through one of my internet research, and that appeared in three or four places.
Those three places are?
I couldn't tell you.
I think we're going in circles here, my friend. Okay, because, you know, we have evidence that exists nowhere, and you say you found this evidence from four different sources, but you can't tell us who the sources are?
I did not copy every name of every source. Couldn't do it. It's too involved.
What do you mean too involved? Okay, so I'm trying to understand this thing here. You say you have four sources, but you can't name them. Is there a reason? Is it because they told you they didn't want to be identified or what?
Oh, no. When I got my information from the sources, it was simply clips on the Internet without real source names. The appear to use Navy publications. I can say that, but I'm not going to because I wasn't sure that's what they were. But it still exists on the Internet.
All right, neighbors, I think you can see. I'm getting frustrated here. I mean, if you look on the Internet for something, you'll find it. There's a reference to just about anything there. It doesn't mean that reference is authenticated. Well, because something exists on the Internet doesn't mean it's true.
I agree with you. But most of the sources had a stamp. They had a stamp, or believe it or not, of the U.S. Navy. Now, I mentioned before the trial of the Rosenbergs, okay? What I was trying to refer to is the Rosenberg job basically was like, if you remember the movie 3 Days of Condor, okay, where a bunch of people would work in a room gathering information like Robert Redford. Well, that was their job.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of the details of the Rosenbergs and whether we can somehow find a connection between that and UFOs and the rest with Aaron Kaplan. You're listening to Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download, direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We're back with a head-spinning visit with Aaron Kaplan, author of Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion, with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. Okay, Aaron, you got to bring this together because I have to tell you, my head's spinning, and right now I think Chris's head is not just spinning, he's ready to put on the aluminum foil to protect himself.
Well, you know, first of all,
I don't blame him.
the Admiral Byrd diary, I mean, is, I don't know of anybody that really considers that to be real. I mean, it's always been considered a hoax. And you know, quite frankly...
No, it's not. But the first half of the diary is actually a flight logbook.
Right, and how he was supposedly murdered because of what he knew. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there surrounding, the operation to go to New Schwabenland and what happened while they were down there. But, I'm seeing a lot of divergent sort of innuendo and rumors and stuff that you're kind of weaving together into a big frightening conclusion, as your book says. And quite frankly, I think you need a little bit more, documentation. You need to back these assertions up, because you're jumping from one thing to another. I don't see, where you're getting your facts. I mean, this is all, I mean, like I said, it sounds like fascinating science fiction, but I don't see, I don't see you backing this stuff up with hard evidence. I mean, have you done FOIA requests, for instance, about Operation High Jump? Have you done any sort of document searches in archives? Have you really done the deep research that a person should be doing when they're coming up with such fantastic ideas here? I mean, why don't you tell us about your research process? I mean, I'm hearing you're pulling stuff off the internet. I mean that.
No, go
ahead. Yeah, tell us how you came up with it.
With Admiral Byrd, you have to establish one thing first. I tell you why. All the stories you hear, all the rumors, all the hype, was intended to do just that, confuse you. First, you have to establish one thing. Where was he really? Was he the North Pole or the South Pole? The whole wild world thinks he was at the North Pole. Okay? That's exactly what the governments want you to think. Exactly. Well, that's false. And the reason it's false is three reasons. Number one, he was seen doing Operation High Jump right in the middle of the fleet. He was seen climbing up aboard an RD-4 on top of aircraft carrier taken off. Number two, the cameras aboard on that plane, RD-4, were chromatical cameras. The film that they used in those cameras for mapping the area were made by Kodak. It was strictly a daylight film. So if they were daylight film, how can they be used at the North Pole in the second week of February in the celestial winter? Impossible.
Right. Again, but we don't really, that is not really accepted by academia or anybody to be a reflection of reality. I mean, I've heard for years.
I'll tell you what. When I researched, and those facts are telling me, Aaron, Admiral Byrd was not in the North Pole.
Well, have you done any Freedom of Information request work in this? Have you actually filed for documents? Do you have any sort of real, certified documents that can really back up some of these claims? Because quite frankly, I mean, like I said, this sounds...
I tried. You know what happened? I got strange answers. This document no longer exists. This page no longer exists. It's done on purpose. You are not supposed to find out through official sources. Because Operation High Jump and Admiral Byrd in the North Pole and the RD-4s in Antarctica and the traumatic cameras with daylight film never existed. They existed in the North Pole in pitch black. Sorry, it doesn't work.
Okay, well, it's really tough to ascertain the reality of something if you really have nothing but innuendo, rumor, and conjecture to back it up. It's going to be tough for our listeners to really take all this seriously. We've got a tough bunch there on the forum, and quite frankly, I was reading through some of the questions. Well, there's really not many questions. There was just a bunch of comments about how people are very, very skeptical about many of these claims or the implications of your claims. And I think we're getting caught up in a little bit of the minutia thing here. I want to cut to the chase and find out how you've woven all these divergent elements together. But I guess you got to walk before you crawl, or crawl before you walk here. So continue. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm having a tough time wrapping my head around this. I really am.
It's very confusing. My main theme, what I'm trying to say, is the crash of Roswell was very simply a failed experiment in DNA by the Nephilim using the little grays in it.
But we don't even know if there was a crash at Roswell. I mean, it's still, it has never been determined beyond any sort of, you know, shadow of a doubt that there was a crash at Roswell. I mean,
do you read the books of Stanton Friedman and other experts?
I know more about Roswell probably has given me more cases of rashes and hives than any other subject in my life. I know way too much about Roswell. And I've been to Roswell. I've spoken at Roswell. I've tramped around down there. And I've had to deal with all the alien tchotchkes and the pop culture BS that surrounds that case. Any time somebody uses Roswell as any sort of evidence for anything, you know, my eyes roll up in my head, and I have to get my calamine lotion.
Oh, wait a minute. You just gave away the whole story. You know why? Here's the proof. Every time we have a sighting somewhere in the country, whether Texas or Arizona or somewhere else, what happens the next day? The next day, what do we see? Not right now, but a few months ago. What do we see? If you go to CNN, the next day we see the usual panel. Larry King live with a glass of seltzer in his hand and the usual suspect sitting around talking about what? Roswell. And that's exactly what the government wants us to do. Back to Roswell, to the tchotchkes, and talk about Roswell.
But you're talking about Roswell.
But I'm not mentioning names, you see. Not Marcel.
Did you read Nick Redfern's book, Body Snatchers in the Desert?
No.
That's a pretty interesting theory that Japanese prisoners of war were actually being used as pilots for secret experiments down there, and that's who was mistaken for bodies. How come Roswell has grown a life of its own? Do you think that there's some sort of...
I got another one for you. 2 months ago, another book came out with a lady author.
Right, Annie Jacobson and Joseph Mengele.
Stalin, Russian Mongolians. More Mongolians, right? Come on. How many Mongolians doing heroes? These are all stories to confuse you. They never existed.
No, it hasn't confused me. Not at all. It's in fact, it's done the opposite. It's convinced me that we're not dealing with aliens from outer space. We're dealing with something that's more terrestrial than we are.
In a way, you're right. Those aliens who are trying to escape our planet have been imprisoned here for roughly 55,000 years.
Okay, well, now you're just adding more assumptions to the assumptions you've already added.
Well, wait a minute. Why isn't it 54.7 million thousand years?
Or maybe 81 million years like in the TV show Terra Nova. Hey, let me tell our listeners. We've got Aaron Kaplan. You're listening to Gene and Chris. You're in
a Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in a grand science fiction tradition.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
Okay, it's mind-boggling or something. We're talking to, especially to something, with Aaron Kaplan. The book is Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion, with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. And right now, I'm still seeing here, Aaron, you're tossing a lot of stuff out there. It's like throwing darts, you know? It's kind of like I think American industry does this too often. They want to find the next killer product. What they do is they throw darts on the wall and hope that one will hit the bullseye. So it sounds to me like you're throwing darts in the wall, hoping to hit a bullseye, but so far I don't see anything hitting anything.
No, what I'm trying to do is the reverse of what the old debunker, Mr. Clutch, did on UFOs. And I'm trying to defuse what the U.S. government is doing to all of us to make us laugh like that. It's tell the truth. It's very difficult. The truth is that these entities came to repress them 55,000 years ago in the days of Jared. If you read the Book of Enoch, it tells you specifically in the Sumerian tablets that Nephilim came here during the days of Jared. And according to the Sumerian tablets and the Dead Sea Scrolls lately in Zechariah Sitchin, Jared was among the 10 great-grandparents of Noah. If Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kinamala, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, I mentioned Noah. Noah appeared on the scene according to very strict Sumerian tablet, it's carved in stone, exactly 49,000 years ago. That's a fact. It's written, well, maybe it's a fake stone. It's possible. It's possible.
Zechariah Sitchin is not considered to be, in you know, academically, he's not considered to be a serious Sumerianologist. I mean, the guy could read cuneiform, and he just simply, you know, he took the word Shem and reinterpreted it into a whole scenario involving rocket ships and aliens and stuff. He is not taken seriously by academia. So just because Sitchin wrote something doesn't make it the truth. I'm having a hard time here.
I agree with you. I found many errors in his books. But those Sumerian tablets right now are located somewhere in a museum in East Berlin, and many other researchers interpreted the same writings to be the same date. It's Noah, under a different name, appeared here roughly 49,000 years ago, originally.
You know, I think you're being really super creative, and I really applaud your linking all these divergent things together. But This, you know, this is not, it's conjecture. There, you know, you need to back this stuff up, I think, a little better. I would have liked to have read the book before we had you on the show so I could really be in tune with your information. Normally I do try to do that, but, you know, we did get you on a little quick.
You'll never tie together. You know why? Because you were never meant to. The average man, he's so complicated. Use government and some institutions like the Vatican, religious institutions, are trying the darnest to prevent us right now from knowing the final truth. But slowly, slowly, if you really try to look through it, put it all together, it'll come to you like a movie in front of your eyes.
Well, you better be careful. You may have some men in black cruising up to your door here pretty quick. If you're really on to something here, you better watch your back there, buddy.
Man, too late. The book's already out a couple of years. If I'm still here, I'm still here. So what I'm saying is, those entities have been in prison here, supposedly now, for all those years. They're trying to escape. They cannot escape because of the barrier. They can't escape.
Myths and stories and legends here. You know, how do you know
it's
what to take?
It's a fact.
It's a fact that there are disincarnate entities here that are imprisoned here. How is that a fact? How can you prove that?
It's a fact. If you take not one record, but two records, three records together from different sources, even though they're ancient, and they all point to the same day, the same basic theme, you know what? I say, well, it looks as if it's true. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah, good point. Yeah, okay. So you have three or four sources that kind of indicate the same thing. You do have to stretch your imagination a little bit to get through the cross-cultural interpretations and tie these things together. I mean, again,
I
think...
I have to do that. Otherwise, I would never get the results.
Exactly. So you do have to stretch things a little bit to make them fit, but... you know, the whole DNA thing, I think it's a fascinating concept. It's a fascinating idea, but, you know, you got to be careful with the way you present this information as fact when it's you know, it is conjecture.
Now, believe me, one more person cannot have found out, okay? Now, again, it's far-fetched, but listen to what I'm going to say, okay? Pay attention. That's a real hot one. It's important. You're going to sound crazy, but pay attention. Are you familiar with the name Gene Shoemaker?
Yeah, rings a bell.
Okay. He was in charge of NASA personnel training them on the main project. One was called Project Clementine. Okay?
Right.
He trained them how to work on the moon, how to operate on the moon with less gravity, how to look for things, how to find out things, so forth. He was very close to them. He slept with them, he ate with them, real close. Back on July 8, 1997, he died in a very mysterious car accident in the Namib Desert in Australia. Him and his wife were in the car. He died. She somehow survived. Can you imagine a lonely road to Australia getting hit by a truck or whatever got hit? Okay. I'm not going to comment on that. I mean, it's obvious. Something was not very kosher there. But something happened. I can't prove anything, but it happened. Now, he must have found out something. And I'll tell you what I think you found.
Well, again, you're jumping to conclusions here without anything to back it up.
No, well, let me go on.
Okay, what did you find out?
Okay, didn't find out of any water in the moon or any nonsense. You looked at the astronauts as they returned from their missions. And if you notice, most of the astronauts, after their return, they very rarely go in public. Okay? They keep to themselves.
Buzz Aldrin, you see him all over the place. Edgar Mitchell, you see him all over the place. I disagree.
One or two, yes, but mostly don't. They don't speak much. They came back very disoriented, confused, and so forth. Now, here's what I think he found out. I call it Roswell number two. I'll tell you why. I believe that they were used, many astronauts that went to the moon now, that have walked on the moon and returned, may have, I repeat, may have, allegedly, I got to be very careful what I say on the air, may have been used as guinea pigs, okay? Certain DNAs or blood transfusions may have taken place before the missions. To use them, what their reaction would be to that barrier that's on the moon. I say allegedly, I'll be very careful so don't sound like a lunatic, okay? He might have found out about it. He was going to spill the beans. That's my findings. I may be totally wrong. I agree with you. But I think that's what he found out. I call it Roswell number two.
I don't know why you're calling it Roswell. I mean, gosh,
I tell you why.
Please call it Roswell. Anything. How about this? Please call it anything but Roswell.
Fine.
Because I need to get my calamine lotion out. Every time I hear that, I start itching.
It's all right. The first crash is back in 1947 were due to DNA, I claim. Well, I'm claiming that experiments on our astronauts that walked on the moon were also an experiment in DNA. They may have known about it. They may have not known about it. They were very brave men. They were very smart. They may have agreed. I do not know. But I think he found out about it. And he had to be eliminated. That's my theory. Again, allegedly, I may be totally, totally wrong. I'll give you that much.
Okay, so we're back to the whole idea the moon has some sort of technology that is quarantining the Nephilim and humans from escaping outside of the, you know, our little neighborhood here.
And before we enter that neighborhood, and hope it's not the neighborhood that you see in the Muppets program, Sesame Street, we're talking to Aaron Kaplan with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Neighbors, I gotta tell you, before we continue, this is one of the more unusual episodes we've ever presented of the Paracast. Our guest is Aaron Kaplan. He's an author of a book called Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion. But Chris and I, we're trying to figure out where this conclusion can take us and whether there's any support for it. Chris, you want to move into the thread a bit further and let's see what Aaron has to say?
I really like this creative thinking here. I this is the kind of thing that really kind of gets me excited, because I love it when people look at what seem to be, you know, unassociated elements of a mystery and start to weave them together. And I think I applaud you for your creative thinking on this, but, you know, you really need to, I think, back this stuff up somehow. Take some of the elements that you can demonstrate that there is a paper trail or there is some documentation that is accepted by the mainstream. It's a good place to start. And then sort of work your investigative process from there. But why don't you continue? Because I know you have not gotten through your entire theory here, and I think our listeners are pretty intrigued about what else you have tied together here. Because this is pretty interesting stuff, I must say, Aaron.
Okay, very good one. Did you hear of the Cross mission to the moon back on October 9th, 2009?
The which now?
The Cross. LCROSS mission.
Was that the one they fired into the crater?
Right. Bingo. The famous story to the public was that mission is supposed to locate water on the moon.
Right.
Or something similar. Now let me ask you a question. Okay. The average smart scientist or human being, do we really have to send a special rocket ship like that to the moon to prove there may be water there? No. What I believe, again, it's my research and my own thinking. What I believe that this Lacrosse mission did with very, very high explosive is try to create a crater very near that existing power plant on the moon, very near it, a big crater, to bury certain things, all right?
Oh, to cover up, to attack some equipment or cover it up or something?
No. This is what I'm going to tell you. And again, your jaw's going to drop. I know it is. You remember when the Berlin Wall fell, when President Reagan said to Khrushchev, whatever his name was, break down that wall. The wall came down without one shot being fired. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Very strange. Why? And a few months later, the Soviet Union gladly, willingly told the U.S., hey, Amerikanskis, please take our nuclear warheads away from us. We are afraid they may fall in the hands of terrorists. Am I correct so far?
Well, that's a little, a bit of an oversimplification, but yeah.
Okay. We were supposed to destroy all those warheads, and a year ago they gave us another 1,000 warheads. We were, or 3 years ago. We were supposed to destroy all them, okay? We didn't. The question is, where did all the warheads wound up? Now, if you ask the average American, how many space shuttle missions do we fly in space, or how many moon missions that we did, They're not really sure. They'll say 10, 15, 20, 30. They're all right publicly. But apparently our government has other bases throughout the world that we're launching rockets or spaceships from. The exact name of the bases, I'm not really sure. If I'll say one, there are more, so I'm not even going to mention them.
Yeah, but how can you back that statement up? I mean, there is no record of that except a very obscure reference that Gary McKinnon dug up, the hacker from England, about off-planet officers in the Navy. I mean, other than that, we have no evidence at all, zero, zilch, to indicate that
Same way that we've no evidence about the separation high jump evidence. I understand that. I know, but that's, stay with me. What if it's very far-fetched, I understand that, you call me names, I'll accept it. What if all these warheads the Soviet Union gave us on a silver platter were never taken apart, plus some of our own, and one way or the other, now, sit down in your chair, put down your seatbelt, I understand what's coming from you, and many of our listeners, what if all these warheads wound up on the moon? And after the Cross mission, the crater blew up on the moon. I know, I hear the laughter in the background. That's fine. I expected that. All these warheads.
Gene, help me here, man. Gene, you got to help me.
I don't understand anything here about your conclusions, Aaron.
That's right.
You're reaching a number of wacky conclusions, to be blunt about it. I can't find any evidence in anything you say that makes these links incredible. Where's the evidence?
You're not going to.
Well, please, because we've already gone through two-thirds of this episode of the Paracast, and you talk about sources on the Internet. You talk about loads of different books and articles that seem to be unrelated, but where's the evidence that ties it all together with a single knot or a double knot?
All those explosives are supposed to form one big warhead in order to destroy the power plant to the moon that is providing the power for a barrier around the Earth. Supposedly. Because remember, the power plant was built by an alien race, the Anunnaki, basically 45 million years ahead of us in intelligence and sciences.
Wait a minute. This is a theory that was proposed by a single author, and it's become pop culture sort of legend now. You know, the only reference, I've been doing some searching while we've been talking with you here, and the only evidence I can find of Rosenberg reference to warships of space is from a website called Lunatic Outpost. So I'm not sure. Is that where you got your information?
No, I don't believe so. But if you take your time after the radio show or before you air it and do more research.
Well, you need to send me your book, and I need to read your book and then get you back on the air here, because, boy, I can be up to speed on your theory here, because, you know, I'm running out of calamine lotion.
That's all right. The Rosenberg went college. They're reading a project, a very tough secret project from the Navy called. There's a movie made, but very similar name, be careful, Fire in the Sky. It's called Fire from the Sky and Fire in the Sky.
Well, there's a Fire in the Sky which talks about the Travis Walton abduction, but how does that tie into creatures millions of years ago?
No, the Fire Rosenberg from the Sky is another title.
Okay, fine.
The other name, Fire in the Sky, is the name of the top secret Navy report. Not from the sky, but in the sky. Be very careful. Every happening of the Navy, every occurrence to do with aircraft or secret confrontations are in the report. And the Rosenberg had access to it. That's why they mentioned it during the trial. And as soon as they mentioned it, the jaws dropped on the prosecution. Within a few weeks, they were sentenced to death.
Okay. So let's just parse this again, all right? All right, so there's a reference supposedly to this particular announcement that causes them to be convicted, you're saying?
Very possibly. Very possibly.
Well, that goes against every historical record I'm aware of.
You're right. But you'll never find it in public saying, well, because they said that, we have to kill them now.
Well, the other thing is that we are looking for compelling evidence they said that.
It could be on the records. If I found it, you'll find it. Trust me.
No, the point is here, people are buying your book because they want to know what evidence you have. And you don't get that evidence by telling your readers and our listeners, go look for it. Because I can go on the internet and find all sorts of crazy theories and some theories that aren't so crazy. And because something is published online or in print doesn't make it true. So I'm still wondering about your evidence. It's so easily obtained. Well, we're seeing some pretty wacky things, like Chris was just doing a quick search online and found a site containing crazy theories. And right now, all I'm hearing so far, and I got to tell you, I was hoping for more. And not because you and I went to the same high school a few years apart or your last name is the same as my wife's maiden name. That's not the reason I want to know more. I'm really curious here. But at the same time, I don't want it to seem as if I'm dropping acid or taking drugs to have to perceive what's going on here. Tell you what, neighbors, we've had some pretty wild theories on the Paracast. This may be numeral uno. I'm not certain, but we're going to persevere. We're going to continue going with it. We have Aaron Kaplan with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.